So is today the day that you head into the office and then suddenly they want you to come in and chat for a moment and the next thing you know, you're putting everything in a cardboard box? Hopefully not. Now, I don't know if this is, if this could really be true. I don't feel like it is. But apparently, there was a poll done of companies asking them about the procedure of eliminating someone. And 38% of the companies say that they lay people off instead of firing them so they don't hurt their feelings. I mean,
but they don't say you're fired. They just say we're letting you go. I mean, what does that mean by laying them off rather than firing them?
Yeah, it doesn't seem.
They just say
like the same thing.
Well, does it just mean we're going to let you go, but we're not going to contest unemployment, even though you're a major screw up?
Yeah, that could be. It says 80% of bosses say their company has laid someone off in the past year when they could have fired them for cause.
Right.
So
I'm
guess
sure that's
letting
what
the
that
unemployment.
Means.
So here are the reasons the companies say they do it. One, to maintain company morale, because nothing makes me feel better than when I find out the person in the cube next to me has been laid off as opposed to being fired. It still seems, you know, when they make up different words for it, like downsizing or whatever, it still
right.
feels not great. They obviously want to avoid wrongful termination suits, and they...
There's a big one.
Yeah, no kidding. And they... to help the person out with a severance package, they say. But the avoiding hurting feelings comes in fourth place.
Twice I got let go a week after my birthday.
Really?
It's like they wait. I feel like they waited a week so it wouldn't be on my birthday.
They're like, oh, wait. All right, we got to get rid of Dunn. No, her birthday's coming up. But I think the greatest story and most inspirational story, everyone, for you regarding work is when Kitty...
How it changed my life.
Kitty... we still don't know if it was for the best or the worst, but Kitty was fired from here many, many years ago.
Well, I was let go.
Right. Sorry.
My position was eliminated.
Right. But you just...
I said, you can't fire me. You hardly pay me anything. And I know how to do this and this and this and this. And I was writing commercials back in the day at mm-hmm. that time. And I said... to the guy who was letting me go, his wife was a salesperson here. I said, you go ask your wife how many
right.
satisfied clients you have because of me. And then I was like cleaning out my desk and calling people and crying and stuff. And they said, can we talk to you? And then they wanted me to stay.
Mm-hmm. And now, because you pushed for it, here you
I
are.
Know. And if I hadn't done that, I mean, it's like the turning point of my whole crazy life.
It really is.
If I hadn't done that, would I still live in Madison? I probably wouldn't have met my long-term boyfriend, Mike.
Right. And you wouldn't have had this 25-year relationship with me, which I think
Don't remind me.